I want to welcome everybody to today's edition of Saturday AM Live. This is Vance Rogers, and I have with me a wonderful, wonderful gentleman, a good friend and fellow Diamond Wellness Consultant. And I was trying to remember back the last few days when the first time was I met Jerry White, and I just couldn't put a place or a location or a date on it. I think our paths just kind of crossed and we're meant to cross. And it seems like every time we're together, Jerry, you and I get into these really, really deep, fun discussions that at least I know I walk away. And there was some famous person that said a quote that, you know, when two people come together and a convergence takes place, they should both walk away a better person. And that's how I always am. So I know that what you're going to share with the group this morning will be a wonderful batch of insight. So first of all, welcome to the call. And Jerry, take us back to the beginning for you and Marcia. How did you guys, how did your paths cross with Niken? And because you've got quite a, both of you and Marcia together have quite a varied background in as far as wellness. And how did Niken merge into that picture?
Well, welcome, my friend. Thank you for all of that. We ran into Niken. It's such a significant thing that happened in our lives, but it was good friends. It was somebody that I actually worked with and admired, but didn't know them other than just as a parent on the swim team that I was coaching at the time. And
okay.
We were frantic, and I think about that frantic when I think about people today in terms of trying to create a living for the family. Marcia was about 8 or 9 months pregnant with our youngest, Jacob, and we had three other kids at the time. I was working full-time as a research physical therapist at Shriners Hospital here in Spokane, and frantic. I was working so many hours trying to fulfill a vision. I was also working in a laboratory that I was asked to put together but didn't even know the subject. It was called the Human Performance and Gait Analysis Laboratory, and I hadn't heard of one as a physical therapist, but had the opportunity. It was a magnificent thing. The Shriners asked me to go out and research it worldwide, find out what it was, put one together for our clinic, and that, what an honor that was. So I was doing that and then had a number of different fascinating things that came up and was able to go out on the lecture circuit with some of the things we found in biomechanics there, and then I was an adjunct professor in biomechanics and some work with anatomy and physiology as well for the local physical therapy school. I was acting, teaching Sunday school, had my fourth child on the way, and was building a 4,000 square foot log house on weekends and evenings because I just couldn't find anything to do.
You sound like you had just so much spare time. You were just looking for a few more things or something like
right.
that to come along and fill up all those little spare nuggets that you had in between. Jerry, I'm curious because for most people, for the average person, we're not as into the complex as you were on how the body works. And you had a really good, fine understanding working at Shriners and then working as a coach and then working in a lab from several different angles. Was it simple for you to grasp right away this concept of magnetic energy and far infrared and negative ions and, you know, I mean, all this, I mean, these things that for most people, I mean, every time I see someone's eyes glaze over when they said, well, do you have anything for this? And I said, well, sure, why don't you just put this on there? And then they kind of get that look when you start explaining, you know, how Niken's product simply helped the body do what it's supposed to do just naturally. And was that the same for you? I mean, or did you just kind of like, wow, this totally makes perfect sense?
That's a great question because I was a little kid that asked too many questions, and then later on I always took too long to explain everything. And so in my life, I saw this as incredibly exciting when I first saw it, because when I was working on basically trying to figure out problems with the human body all day long, there were too many unanswered questions. There were roads that were kind of like when I lived in Southern California. There were these freeways they were building, and they would go off an off-ramp and go out into space, and it would never be finished. And so my whole life was like that, with so many different aspects of the different parts of function in the human body. And what I saw was just a whole new world of potential answers to questions, and being able to plug pieces together like a little kid for the very first time that gets an Erector set that you can put together. And there was all the possibilities. It was absolutely glorious. And so I never really got a sense that it was overwhelmingly complicated or difficult. It was just a whole bunch of cool new toys to play with.
Mm.
And once I began to start doing that, I remember in my sports medicine days before I went into biomechanics, I would get a lot of these outpatient orthopedic people, and I also was one of the first people to use aquatics in physical therapy back in the early 80s. That was because of my swim coaching background. I kind of put the two together and it made sense. We had the water at the facility. But I had the opportunity to be around some amazing people, people who had incredible challenges because life dealt them an icky blow, or they might have had meningitis and of the brain, or some neurologic incident or accident. So I had that experience, and there were things I just knew were possible, but I couldn't figure out how to put my hands on them. So when I was working with those people, I would kind of keep a log, and if I went over 6 weeks and was unable to really make a difference in people's lives, I would tell them straight out, even at the beginning, if I do more than 6 weeks, I've pretty much exhausted my toolbox, and I'm going to put your name down, and I'm going to write a little note in this little book I had of what it was they had that was so difficult for me to try to overcome. And when McCann came out, boy, that black book came back out again, and I began to really have an opportunity to go off and tick off all those things. It was just filling in the empty blanks. I was astounded, and still to this day, I just have a blast being able to take those curiosities and those needed answers and being able to fill them in with, I guess it would be sort of like a person who was born to be an artist, and I've seen some amazing people that could do incredible stuff with just almost nothing. And they had become maybe the greatest that they could become doing line drawings with a pencil. And I've seen some really incredible ones. But then someone all of a sudden gives them their first paint set that you could actually all of that whole world to it. And that's really how I kind of viewed Nikit.
Now, Jerry, so you literally had almost like a, as you said, a little black book of these were the people that you were not able to help, even with, maybe, you know, I guess we would look at what you were doing with, it would be complementary or alternative to the Western medicine mindset, using, as you said, water therapy and some of the other things. What was there a first experience, either personally in your own family or with one of the people that you were working with, that was like, this is it. This is the future of wellness for you. I mean, that the light bulb went on. I mean, we're talking, you know, 1,000 watt on, and we are running now. I mean, was there that first experience?
Well, there were three. The first one was, and I think the most pertinent for today, the most pertinent that all of us as Nikan people are facing right at this very, very moment. And that was the sense that my wife, who is so conservative in investments and so conservative in reviewing life that you might consider making your family budget, and she would take whatever we made and divide it by two and subtract 40% and say, we'll start from there and then we won't be overshooting the issue. And so when she saw the concept of me doing something else, you can well imagine that wasn't very exciting for her. And so she was really resistant. I just knew, and I love the way Bruce Erickson puts it. He said his wife had put him on permanent opportunity probation. And so for me, that was very true until Marcia got a rollout. And then she turned and looked at me and said, well, this is obvious. Why aren't we doing this? And it was such a life-changing experience from her view of how to take care of a family and how to develop a solid family income structure for the future that it shocked me down to my core, because I'd tried 100 things. And none of them, she thought, were useful or worthwhile. And then all of a sudden, with one rollout, her whole life changed. The second one was a brother-in-law who had migraine headaches, and we went down to grandma's birthday party, and he was one of those poor souls that he'd get a headache and it he'd start throwing up, and he'd be gone for 3 days. We called him Wretch, because every time we went fishing and we'd change the altitude, he'd be in the ditch retching over there, and he would never fish. And he started getting his headache, and I asked him where it was, and he said it was in his, it goes from his shoulder and then up over the top of his head, and we get about the middle of his top of his head, then that was it. So I had taken a back flex and set it on his shoulder, thinking, well, okay, you put it where it starts, and boom, it was all over. At that point, he came in from the other room, his eyes were real big, his headache had gone away. He couldn't believe it, and I couldn't believe it, and he was so impressed that he turned around, excuse me, and made us, he made me a fly rod for it. So I'm thinking, you know, that's pretty good stuff. And then finally, the other piece that really struck me was that I took the MagSteps into my laboratory, and I had some very sophisticated abilities to test body function. And I had a couple orthopedic residents, a biomedical engineer, and a janitor. And the janitor is actually poignant to the story. And I was in there working on trying to figure out why was my friend able to use these and his seizures went away, and my brother-in-law, his headache go away, and some of the range of motion things I was seeing, what is going on with this? So I took the mag steps and set them on the floor and started out with a balance test, a balance perturbation, I would call it, that many people try to use in NECAN today, and I think some of them kind of overdo the issue, but found that as I would perturb the balance, they'd have their hands straight out forward, elbows locked, one hand on top of the other, and I would do a very slight downward pressure on the hand. And what I found was without the magnetic fields, without the NECAN orientation of magnetic fields, on my force platforms, I would pick up that they would switch their weight from the heels to the ball of their foot with only 5 or 6 pounds of pressure. And when we put them on the magnetic pads, we could put, I think we were measuring over 40 pounds of pressure, and there still was no response. And it happened over and over and over again. So really took out my nerve conduction velocity studies and my three-dimensional motion analysis, and then looked at the pitot barographs I was throwing in their shoes and found out something very profound. It appeared that when they didn't have the magnetic fields, they were using an autonomic response. That means it was sort of a safety response. And you push down and they have a real quick response of pushing their toes down. But that's not very effective, really. And the system gives out and you fall forward before very long. Pushing your toes down as hard as you can, but it just doesn't seem to stop the process. And then once we added the magnetic fields, I noticed that we could do profoundly more. And what really was interesting to me was it appeared that the brain was getting clearer, cleaner, faster information and was able to override the old primitive reflex, chose a new strategy, which was to move the center of mass back. right at the S2 or, yeah, I guess the pelvis. And I was really profoundly aware that this was something big. And I started to talk to my buddies in the lab there, and we really started to dissect it and said, you know, what appears to be happening here is so profound, because this initial input, this way of getting information to the body, I've come to recently liken it to if your body is really beginning to try to assess how are we doing in this world today. It's like a little guy sitting in front of a whole bank of TV screens in your head. And because of the interference that we're around every day, whether it's chemical or biological, or whether it's waves of light or non-visible waves of light, microwaves, magnetic field orientation, for some reason we're getting so much input that's fogging up all of those TV screens. Now, this little guy's in charge of sending out what is necessary for the body to do what it needs to do on a daily basis to keep, maintain its incredible balance and so forth. And he's sitting there at his disposal. He's got the red phone. And the red phone is for the immune system, this incredible army that could go out and basically conquer about anything that happens in the body. And what we're finding is that as he's looking at those TV screens and the body's kind of going, something's not right, there's too much stress. He keeps getting phone calls saying, fix the stress, looks at the TV screens, they're all confusing, they're fuzzy, the information is weak, you can't tell what's really going on. So he keeps sending out the army, and the immune system starts attacking itself. It starts attacking the body in various places. We started showing up with all kinds of symptoms. Well, what it appeared to me to be doing was that as soon as we put the mag steps under the feet, it was like plugging in a great cable, and every TV screen cleared up, and the body all of a sudden began to figure out what it was supposed to do to fix itself in the first place. And when we came up with that sort of medical model, I mean, that's just sort of intellectual model, we went crazy. And that was only with magnetics when we started looking. Well, later on, as I began to be aware of infrared, vibrational harmonics, pie water, the nutritional components, and that they synergistically add together, it becomes hundreds or thousands or tens of thousands of times more powerful than what we originally imagined in the first place. So just like I said before, that's a long answer to a short question.
but it clearly states, because you use the three words together, clearer, cleaner, faster. And I can't help but think that, as you said, as we go along in society, not only intellectually but physically, our bodies have to take on, and we start to, I don't know so much if it's a sedentary lifestyle, but just things slow down. And as we age, or as our bodies age, which is fine, flip side, what we should not be doing is decaying. And that's what, you know, we come across people all the time that their bodies are literally decaying faster. Almost, I know the term or the word rotting does not create a good visual image, but literally, when we look at the toxins that we're flooding our bodies with, that's exactly what's taking place. And what you're saying is, as you said, you had three really positive reactions that you saw happen with the products, but your third one was doing something that we as wellness consultants can do every day with somebody, with any of the products. And it doesn't just have to be magnetic. It could be far infrared. It could be the biaxial magnetic technology. It could be any of the environmental, the water or the air or the nutritionals, and even the fitness, whether it's the CM cream or the far infrared socks that we commonly use that the body will always, when the environment is changed to one that's better, it will always react. And, cannot say a positive way, because sometimes there's that rare occasion where the body actually, all of a sudden, some of these toxins that have been stored up, there's a flood of them into the system, and all of a sudden someone gets a negative reaction, like, well, that isn't good. Well, and you're like, well, yeah. And I remember what our good friend Dr. Joe Izzo, the neurosurgeon, said, you know, we're looking for any reaction. You know, when I do surgery on someone's mind or their brain or their, you know, their spinal cord, and they come out of surgery, and all of a sudden their right leg is, you know, in intense agony or pain, and it wasn't before because they haven't ever had any feeling in it. That's, he said, that's a good thing. And occasionally get that. Jerry, from the perspective of being able to introduce somebody to Neekin's products, as you said, and you use these humongous words that, unfortunately, at the small high school that I graduated from, a lot of those words were never in my vocabulary until I met people like you. But simply, what is your favorite, or is there a really, really easy, rather rapid way to show somebody without being it too, you know, awkward in any setting, whether it's public or in our own homes, to be able to share with them in a few seconds the power of what these products will do for them, but in a tangible way so they can experience them? Because, as you said, standing them on the insoles, and a lot of us know that's a common one, but are there other ways that we can use any of the products of the wellness home and say, hey, look, let me just show you in a couple seconds here what this will do for you on a day-to-day basis as far as rejuvenation, as far as relaxing the body? Because I know you have a lot of them up you. As a magician, you'd have a lot of tricks up your sleeve. And they're not tricks at all. It's just, you know, as you said, in your toolbox, your arsenal of things that we can do. Take us down that road.
My sense, Vance, is that people are most interested in the thing that is in the forefront of their mind. And I first wanted to say what's not working. But I also really believe that we can respond and have our greatest power in Neekin if we look at the things that could work instead of just the things that aren't working. I like to work with that positive mindset that says, look at the potential. And there is something in me as a coach, as a scientist, as a father, as a child of God, we get so complex. And we have so many overlapping pieces. But really, when we come right down to it, ultimately, faith is the most powerful of all. And if we can approach somebody with conviction, no matter what I say next, which sometimes can sound very complex, the most convincing argument to me of all, the one that got me started in Neekin when I was looking at trying to answer minute detail because it was just an area of fascination for me. But the most powerful was when my sponsor, Al Anders, looked at me and said, Coach, I had no dignity in my life. He was 52 years old. He was having massive seizures, was unable to work all but 2 years of his adult life. And he said, do you know what that man does to a man's heart when he knows that his wife has to do all the work? And that every time my son, my wife wanted to do something special, I would get sick and that would cancel it. And his boy was the most noble guy. We did to our championship swimming, and we'd trained for a whole couple of years for the thing. And he'd get ready to get on the plane, and he'd just step back out of the line, go be with his dad, because his dad was having problems. And Al said to me, he said, today, Coach, I don't have any idea what this does to me. He says, I just can sense as soon as I put it on, that things are becoming right. And then I can go days and weeks and months without taking medication and without having seizures. And I can work by telling people that don't know really why. All I know is that I can live the life that you live while I have these on my head. Mm. And he said, Coach, I'd be honored if you take a look at what all of this is. And that's much more powerful than me trying to split the atom.
You know, you said something that reminded me, and I discovered this the other day, and you didn't really answer my question, but that's okay, because I have this sneaky feeling that we could go, you know, and maybe we can, but why don't we just plan on doing this? We'll do a future call, whether it's next week or the following, or whenever, but just let's, you pencil down a bunch of simple product tests, so we can just create a, we'll have a fun conversation of just fun ways to demonstrate the magnitude. We talked about this a few weeks ago when Nikan added the MagBoy to our success kit, our business kit, and ways to demonstrate how powerful this these two little simple balls are. You know, it's like a lot of people think, well, what do I do with those? But you said, you talked about conviction, and I wrote something down, oh my goodness, a year and a half ago, and I stumbled upon it yesterday, a few days ago, and it simply was this: that true love is never seen as a cause, but a driving force that propels great leaders. And I can't help but think, when you talk about Al, that when you have a conviction and you experience something like Nikan, for the you know, from the physical side of things, the emotionally, the financial benefits that we have to gain, that it literally becomes something. You know, it's like the rudder of a great ship or a great cruise liner. It's not that big in proportion to the entire vessel, and yet it controls so much that that little ounce of passion, that little ounce of conviction, that it changes. And regardless of what someone's dealing with in their life, if we can introduce them to something that gives them a glimmer of hope, much like Al had experienced when he, you know, first encountered Nikan, it does change everything. It's like literally getting derailed.
The greater the conviction, the fewer the words necessary.
And is that your own quote, or can I put somebody else's name next to that?
Well, no, I haven't heard anybody else say that, but or at least I can't remember. But really, that's just been my life experience, is that when I remember back to a story of a couple of guys and contemplating the world, and one of them was a science-based guy, and another one was a pastor, and they were just going on for a couple of days, nights, and no sleep, and they were arguing the benefit of creationism and the benefit of Darwinism, and there was an old man that was listening to the whole thing, and these guys went on and thundered and boomed with these seven-syllable words, and the old man would go to bed, and he'd go fishing, and he'd come back, and he'd listen, and they said, okay, we've exhausted ourselves and beating ourselves up, and what do you think? And he said, well, as far as I can tell, God said it, I believe it, and that's the end of it. So he sort of won the argument with conviction. And that's what, Vance, sometimes we set these calls, and I know a lot of people are looking forward to saying, well, what kind of thing can we do to sort of knock somebody off their horse, like on the way to Damascus, and they get it. They go, wow, this magnet thing, or these infrared technologies are going to change my whole life, or this vibrational frequency in the water. And yeah, that's probably true, but here's something that is more fulfilling. Have we all noticed when we're putting our teams together and we've got our people that are very excited about starting their Nikan lives and careers, they'll start out with an idea of working with the products, and as they begin to lead with the products, then people think that we sell stuff. And so they go, well, geez, you know, I don't want to be perceived as selling stuff, so pretty quick they change to doing the business. And boy, if you ask most people about business, they're either afraid of it or it kind of has some negative connotations. If you ask them what their definition of business is, it's usually negative. So you're kind of stuck, well, what is it we really do? And what we really do, I think, is much more powerful. And it's to say, when two or more are gathered together, or a strand of three, it's a cord of three strands is uneasily broken.
Mm-hmm.
When people have a common purpose and a common cause and a reason to realize that somebody is going to be up when they're up in a meeting there next Thursday and then shows up, that's a much tighter bond, and it creates a sense of the what could we's, and that's what's powerful. That's what brings people. In fact, if you were to really build a huge NECAN organization today, my suspicion is it's going to be built in the future by saying, everybody matters. Let's bring together as many people as we can and call them by their name and acknowledge that they bring to the table, if nothing else, a sweet spirit and a smiling countenance that's going to make everyone else feel right about what they're working so diligently on. That's what the future of NECAN is going to be, and it's going to be a simple deal. And each one of us comes to this on a different road and with different life experiences and with a different view of it. But one thing we can all agree on is that the experiences of life are sweeter if you get to go somewhere with someone than if you do them by yourselves. And so as we create the next generation of NECAN, it's going to be groups of people who know that there are a bunch of scared folks out there, that the economy and stuff is getting kind of weird on them, and the things that they, most people, I think if we really look at it, the economy is actually not shrinking very quickly, which is really, really weird because the economy of all the individuals we know is shrinking very quickly, and so is their hope. Mm. But the actual dollar value for the economy is not shrinking. It's weird. It's shifting. It's shifting from something that we've been commonly aware of and that we use for years and years in our lives to something completely different. And we need to look at that shift and say that's incredible opportunity. Let's go out and see the water hole is drying up over here. But you can hear the waterfall if you're willing to walk over to it.
Sure.
And that's really what we're going to be doing. So as I kind of turn back to the subject a little bit, that is that what if you took a group of people who said, we intuitively know that being in these environments is dramatically more helpful. My life feels better. My soul feels more calm. My purpose is on track. My family is having fewer of these glitches, these physical glitches. This would be a group I really want to hang around with. And it becomes the people. It's all about the people. Acknowledge and care for, and the rest of it comes. Some of those people will have amazing effects on the technology. Some will be able to describe in ways that are just clear and simple and fun and free. But altogether, if we could, in NECAN, take a simple concept. That simple concept is, Vance, you would probably use NECAN's technology even if there were no compensation system, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And no one can make you stop doing that. I'm the same. And if I was going to use them and you and I were together and we met and we got excited and we brought some other people and they were going to use them, we'll use them in whatever level we use them. And we'll get excited and we'll tell other people. The simple thing is, if we just use them and invite other people to use them and invite our people to use them, invite those people to use them, groups grow. And when groups grow, people's conviction gets stronger. That's a bottom line principle. Don't try, I think for me and so many of my people, we try so hard to explain to somebody and rationalize and give them all the reasons why we're not an idiot. And that's not what your prospect is interested in. They don't care whether you think you're an idiot or not. They don't care if you're freaked out because you think all your neighbors are going to think you're nuts because you're sticking little circles on your head. They don't care about that. What they care about is they care about, you mean I'm important to you?
Mm.
That's really all they care about. And when you put it together and you show that when you're doing your wellness previews and stuff like that, I think we're going to be really surprised. I think we're just going to have a blast doing it. Okay, so in order to bring back to the subject and back to what you were saying, I'm going to throw out a couple of little pieces that are real easy to measure and help somebody to see that the NECAN products can validate or harmonize their system.
Well, and before you do that, Jerry, what really is you're saying is that if the conviction, or I I should say, when the conviction is there, that when we have it, and as you said, you know, if you or I were not getting financially compensated, we'd still do it anyway, because the conviction is there, because we know, or for me, what I've seen in the last almost 16 years now, that these products change the lives of two people, three people that I love, both my parents and my grandmother, that I couldn't argue it away, even if I did or did not understand all of the, you know, physiologically, you know, things that were taking place and changes in their body. I knew that they had experienced change. I didn't feel the change, but I knew, based on the people and the relationship that I had, that that changes a person's, you know, future, because you can't continue on the same path knowing that, hey, I have something here that can change people's lives. And, you know, so the conviction is raised there. But there are, and what you are going to share with us is just some quick ways to raise that or to elevate that conviction so that, you know, it's there. Because people say, well, I don't know what to do, and I feel this or I feel that. Well, there are some simple ways to elevate that. So you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that this will work 100% of the time. And what are some of those simple ways to do that?
Well, the first one that comes to mind is that the most effective test you'll ever do is the one that affects something that is meaningful to the other person. If they've got a bad back and you go trying to do pressure tests on their hands and it makes their back work, if they've got a neck or shoulder problem and you go yanking and pushing and pulling, they're going to find the nearest stick and beat you with it. And if there's an effect, they don't really care if there was a positive effect, because if it's all they felt was a negative one. So I think people should be aware to just ask questions and say, well, we want to work together on this. This is a really neat project and stuff, but what is there anything that's bugging you? And they might say, well, yeah, my back is bothering me, or my neck, or something like that. And I would say to people intuitively, first off, say to them, I have no idea if this is going to make a difference on that little thing in 2.2 nanoseconds. I mean, it might, but let's first, and this is what I usually will end up doing with somebody I've never met before, let's just first find out if your system seems to hear this. And if it's a problem, let's say, with the low back, because we run across a lot of that, I'll have them slowly, first ask me, if you bent forward, does it seem restricted? Does it feel like it gets tense or sore? And if the answer is yes, then I'll say, all right, let's try this. Just bend forward. I want you to let your hands hang in front of you, the fingers straight, and stop when you get to that point where it just starts to feel a little bit tense or tight. Not trying to hurt yourself or blow your hamstrings. Just come forward so you feel the tension. And then measure the distance between the fingertips and the floor. And then have them stand back up. And then you can take the Power Mag, or if you're in a bind, Power Mag is by far more effective for this, but if you're in a bind, you can take your shoe off and leave your mag step in it, and just flip the mag step back and forth real fast, or your shoe, behind their back. Well, then you're going to think you're nuts. But it'll tell the effect of using a magnetic field in a moving pattern, and then have them test it again. I mean, it only takes about 8 or 10 swishes. Probably takes one.
So you're talking about using a mag step, and they can't see what you're doing, but you're just kind of rotating it back and forth to on their mat. You're almost kind of like you're spanking them of sorts, but just flapping it back and forth, but really not even coming in contact with their body. But just,
well, it would be like being an inch or two away, but pretend you've got an icky bug that got on the TV screen while you're watching something, and you get this cloth, and you're starting to scrub it, and you want to get it off real fast before your girlfriend sees the icky bug. That back and forth movement.
Okay.
And I did that to an orthopedic surgeon one time who was starting to feel some problems in his leg, and he was kind of fearful that, uh-oh, this could be a surgery problem. I don't ever want to go there. So I had him bend forward, and he was 22 inches from the floor, and then just did that simple little thing, just hold the Power Mag behind his back. At that time, it was Mag Boys. It just then had him bend forward again. He gained 17 inches and canceled all his patients for the afternoon.
Now, you say gained 17 inches, so...
That means he was 22 inches from the floor when I measured from fingertips to the floor before I did the magnetic field stuff. And then after, he was 5 inches from the floor.
Holy.
And his movement was free and easy, and he didn't feel the thing in his foot.
Now, from an exercise perspective, they call basically you're bending over and trying to touch your toes. You're stretching out.
Yep.
And now some people would say, well, of course you're going to be able to go further the second time around, like, you know, rotating around or twisting because your body's loosening up. But we're talking 17 inches is pretty dramatic from, you know.
Yeah, well, and what I'll tell people is, did you know that, you see some of the famous runners or football players and they'll get a hamstring injury. Sometimes they can blow a hamstring if their pelvis is rotated only 2 millimeters. It could be the force and the speed at which they're doing their activity that can tear that over-lengthened hamstring. It's only 2 millimeters. So if we can get anything over 2 millimeters, and I'll tell them that at the beginning, we may see some significant effect to keep you from injuring yourself. Well, shoot, then they get an inch and a half or two or three, which is more common than this 17, but it's almost always going to occur.
Mm-hmm.
And that's profound to that person because you're using a measurement tool and they can feel their own change, but it's also something that's pertinent to their life. Yeah, this is where my problem is. It's my back problem.
Sure.
And usually that is quite eye-opening for them.
Well, and
right
Jerry,
at that point.
Here's the other thing, too, that jumps out of my mind, and I'm looking at the clock, and for the sake of time and everybody else's schedule, we'll just need to do this, and we'll just sit and talk one through the other, because it took me a few seconds to realize what you were talking about. Okay, now you're not talking about pulling somebody's arms down. You're actually talking about having them rotate on their own without you touching them. But the key phrase that you used was, I don't know if this will help, you know, fill in the blank, whatever you're dealing with, but let's see if your body will hear or see if your body will listen to what this technology will do to it, which I think is far better than trying to go, you know, as you said, slap a little round mini on everybody's owie and chasing down the pain wherever it is on their body. Let's first see how your body will react, because we know, and I can't think of how many times, because they weren't existing, they're completely non-existent, again, in 16 years that we've demonstrated the products on somebody, and maybe they didn't get as fast a reaction as the previous person that we demonstrated, but with a couple small alterations, like, here, why don't you drink this glass of Pymag water first and let's test it again, because they were majorly dehydrated because of their lifestyle, and that, you know, like a car battery, it's not going to work if there's not water in the cells. So bottom line is every person's body is different, so if we can first get a plumb line of how their body is going to react, then we can determine what takes place from there. So.
Yeah. Now, here's a quick thing, though, is that if, in fact, we are going to trust one another, and that's the big factor is joining people, and you can, or in their own discovery of what's going to help their health, we have to make an assumption, and that is the greatest trust relationships are, I'll do what I can, you do what you can, and the synergy of those two things will be powerful. If you want to go for a run with me and you show up and you don't wear your shoes and you don't bring your shorts and you have to ride on my back, it sort of gets, you start complaining about sweat after a while, and I'm thinking we're not really doing well here. People have to engage equally on both sides. And so when we're talking with them, when we're engaging somebody, we're making the assumption they can figure out what their body needs.
Sure.
And so it's almost as if we're asking them permission. With your permission, I'd like to loan you some of my technologies, and you can throw in your insights on how you feel and what you might need that you just know intrinsically that you need. I'm going to assume that you know some things. And then let those two come together, and if they ignite with that, if their lights go on, then you got somebody who really has ownership of the concept. We didn't try to talk them into it.
Sure. Exactly. Exactly. Well, and that's one of the beauties of what we can do. We're not, as you said earlier, we're not trying to sell somebody on the idea. And we have this happen all the time when people start saying, well, what would that do? And, I'm not a salesman, and I'm not a salesperson. Bottom line, it comes down to what you'd said earlier. We're just sharing stuff that we already do. You know, it's like a great recipe for the next holiday celebration. And I was marveling. We had a few people over yesterday, and they all brought a potato salad. And I said, I'm just can't figure this out because I know you're from the South, and people that are from the South usually use boxed potatoes, whether they're au gratin or they're powdered. And she said, No. I got this recipe from so-and-so who got it from their grandmother. And I said, and their grandmother is from this part of the country, aren't they? Because it tasted exactly like what I'd grown up with. And I said, that's what it's all about. But really, when it comes down to, we're just sharing. Just like the recipe was shared and passed on to her, that's all we really
do. Well, there's one step beyond sharing, and this really gets into the basic harmonic resonance and the physics and the whole thing. But it is, Vance, you've got some things that I know are foremost in your mind today. I'm honored to be in a conversation with you, but if we could say together, hey, let's see if we can pool our resources and figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
That's incredibly honoring to another person. It's fulfilling to people. So if we've got some technologies that work for us, or we've heard some other things we're working with, and they've got some needs and that sort of thing, and we can come to the table by saying, I've got some things that have been real powerful with lots of people, especially in our family, and you've got some concerns or some things that are really forefront in your mind that I couldn't really hope to know all the pieces about.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what, if you're willing, if you would like to, maybe your expertise and my bag of tricks, we might be able to come up with something that works for you.
Exactly.
And then if you've got somebody that feels like they're in the game, they're going to lace their own tennis shoes, and you're going to be able to take this run together and experience a little bit of life together as opposed to one person pulling and the other one pushing. And it's a pretty neat synergistic effect.
As our good friend Greg Rooney, who used to live in the same city as you, did said, if we've got to drag him across the starting line when the gun goes off, we're going to be dragging him around the entire track, and it's difficult. In Greg's experience, to be an effective hurdler and jump those hurdles if you have to drag somebody else over the hurdles with you. So why not share with them, hey, you've already got this, as you said, in your bag of tricks, or in what you're doing, you've got this to bring to the table, and I've got this. It's kind of like as school kids, hey, let's dump all our sack lunches out on together, and we'll kind of have a potluck, sack lunch together rather than me eat mine and you eat yours. Let's run the race together. Jerry, thank you so much, and you and I will talk, and we'll see if there's a necessarily need to have another, just to discuss some of these simple ways and some fun ways that people are, we're just not aware of, because I hear about different things all the time, and all of a sudden I'll be with a group of people, and they're like, man, how did you do that? What did you do? I'm like, it's not that simple, and it's not mine, because I picked it up from this couple, this gentleman shared it with me, and it's just having fun living life and doing Meekend together, and that's what it really is all about. So, again, Jerry White, thank you so much for joining us on this wonderful Saturday morning. And I want to remind folks, if this did something to you, or if there was some particular person that you know that wasn't on the call with us, send them over to www.glowingandwellness.com, and they'll be able to hear portions, or you can pick up a CD. And I want to remind folks that Brad Huddleston is in Australia for the next couple months, doing some incredible, incredible work there, missions-wise, and speaking at churches and doing youth crusades and all kinds of wonderful stuff. So you're going to have to give his dear wife, Beth, a few extra days to get things together, because she's not as gifted as she is. She's not quite as technologically and technically savvy as Brad is. So may take a little bit longer to get things up and streaming and all that stuff. So I want to remind everybody of that. So thank you guys for being on the call. Have a wonderful rest of the 4th of July celebrating Freedom Weekend, and look forward to chatting with you next Saturday morning.